In the news today, security officials say the Lebanese military has detained a wife and child of Islamic State group leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. The officials say the woman and child are being held and questioned at Lebanon's defense ministry. They were detained about 10 days ago near the border with Syria, while carrying false identification cards. The arrest of the second wife of the Islamic State leader was announced Tuesday. Al Arabiya TV said the Lebanese government announced the arrest to press for the release of several Lebanese army soldiers being held by Jabhat al-Nusra, a group linked to al-Qaeda. The three founders of Hong Kong's Occupy movement plan to surrender to police. At a news conference Tuesday, Benny Tai, Chan Kin Man, and Chu Yo Ming announced they will surrender Wednesday. Benny Tai said it is unclear whether police will detain or release him and his Occupy co-founders. He said the activists are ready to accept any result. Mr. Tai also urged hundreds of protesters, who remain camped on Hong Kong streets, to withdraw for their safety. He said they should prepare for a long-term battle to win democratic reforms. Two top Kenyan security officials are being replaced following a deadly terrorist attack Tuesday. 36 people were killed in the attack in northeastern Kenya. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said he accepted the resignation of the country's police chief and its interior minister. The militant group Al-Shabaab says its gunmen carried out the attack in Mandera County, near the border with Somalia. Reports say all those killed were non-Muslims. Now, words in the news. Detain, verb, to officially prevent someone from leaving a place, to hold or keep someone in a prison or some other place. Surrender, verb, to agree to stop fighting, hiding, resisting, because you know that you will not win or succeed. Resignation, noun, an act of giving up a job or position in a formal or official way.